This recording, Australia 25, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of a territory, very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much near for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. She put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman standing with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in dogs and goats. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mrs. Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice of name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with a palm, then sing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In not time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she'd wiped off the old cloth and laid her on her right side. And Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out the lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 to 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, Mrs. Harrison, I mean, a lawyer. Though it was fair priced for a cure." Yeah, so originally I was born in Sydney. I lived there for about 6 years and then moved up to the north coast of New South Wales in Australia. I was there for about 4 or 5 years and then I moved to the US for 3 years in Laguna. I then moved back from Laguna back to Australia and I went to school at a place called Austinville for about 12 years. And actually a little bit less than that, about 7 or 8 years, and then left Year 12 and then came down to Newcastle, and I've been there ever since. So I've been there about 15, 16 years.